started at the Turaway Northwest London, Monday, Tanis Esther, 30th of Adar, 6th of March, Rabbi Shimshon Silken, Shlita, Agantio Purim. This year's Torah has been sponsored by Nishmas Moras Esther Basra of Aryeh Oleo Sholem, Reich Grosnas, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday, and jointly by family Wiesenfeld, Lila Nishmas Moras Yenta, Bas Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak HaKohen, Oleo Sholem, Shloshim is on Wednesday, Shushan Purim.
Who's braver, those who've come out to hear a shiur on Tanis Esther morning, or me? It's not Purim yet. What? So it's not as brave. You mean Purim morning is even worse?
Yeah,
Purim.
Agantio Purim.
Agantio Purim. There's a title. This fancy new contraption, Kandahar, going up in the world. But Agantio Purim. That people, which is, I think, a commonly used phrase, might come from the idea the mitzvah gedola lios b'simcha tamid. So, seeing as the essence of the day of Purim is simcha, so it's supposed to be b'simcha always, like it says, "Mishen nichnas ador marbim b'simcha." Marbim implies you just turn it up. But you should always be b'simcha. It's just during the month of Adar, it should be more b'simcha. But I think there's another aspect here that we can bring out from the Yom Kippur of Purim. Starting with the Gemara that looks for Ramozim in the Torah for the Yom Kippur of Purim. Because, of course, Purim is a Yom Kippur Derabbanon. But nevertheless, you expect there to be signs somewhere that allude to this Yom Tov in the Torah itself. So last week's parasha already we found Motcha Tzadik in the Keteres. So this week's parasha, Mor Doror. Esther, we know, is from Vanochi Haster Aster Ponai Bayom Hahu, which again is a very an easy to understand Keshe, because the whole Yesod of the Megillah is Hest upon him. And the fact that we don't find the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name throughout the Megillah, we've got to go looking for it. Chassidus Sforim Taich Megillas Esther as Megala Hester. That we have to be Megala, the hand of Hashem. Okay. The Gaon tells us that every time it says HaMelech, it's a reference to the Rebbeinu Shlom, unless it says HaMelech HaChashverosh. But it's not obvious, so Vanochi Haster Astir, which is really what Tanis Esther is about. There was a great Hest upon him that then became a massive Gilui. But where's the Makor for Haman? So for this, we are told HaMin HaEitz, that after Odom ate from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, could it be that you ate from the tree? Hamin ho eitz, achol toichal, zazal oshin. What's the kesher to Purim? What's the eitz hadas, chet odom arishin, vikumtus harayim bichlal? How's it come in? Dos de eshte kashe. The tzveite kashe is, I never stood a month in Pesach, but the tzveite kashe is that we have four mitzvahs on Purim. Purim is a remarkable day where there are so many mitzvahs. It's very rare. Even the Yom Tovim Betzim can't compete. Maybe Pesach Seder night. You've got many mitzvahs. You've got mitzvahs Matzah, mitzvahs Haggadah, Pashtus Doraisa. Then you've got mitzvahs Drabonon, Arba Kosis, and Morah. But Purim, We've got four mitzvahs, three that are ben odom lachaveroi, yeah? Because even mishte, according to the Rambam, is an extension of the mitzvah of shlachmonos. Many rishonim learn like that. So you've got Matanus Levyonim, so obviously Benodim Lachaveroi, Mishloach Monos is Mamish Ishlere Ehu, and Mishte is a continuation of that. That's why there's an inim by Sudas Purim to have less fortunate people at the table, Taka Shribin Azoin, Halacha, that one should share the joy. As the Rambam says, what kind of simcha could there be for a person to be indulging in their own geshmak and their own simcha with their own mishpacha, and there's somebody out there that's an umglik that is unfortunate, that has problems. So vosvasot simcha yedos, you bring these people into your home. It's mamish like another kesher to Pesach called dichvin yesev yechoy. And then we have the mitzvah of kriyas megillah, the four mems, as they say, the four mems, right? Mishteh and Mishloach Manos, Matanos Evyonim and Megillah. And this remember, that's live here, remember. That's it, remember the four mitzvahs of Purim. It's because of the four mems. But Lechora, Kriyas Megillah, is not part of the set. That's not part of the set. Bless you. Pashtus, Kriyas Megillah is more Be'inyan to see the Yad Hashem, to strengthen our Emunah. Very much. Kriyas Megillah strengthens the Emunah very, very strongly, because you can see that if you just look beneath the surface, you can discover the Yad Hashem in the world. So that's very nice. So you finish Megillah Mamish on a high. Shtak Mechuzuk with Emunah in Betochen. Aber was hat es zu tun mit anderen Mitzvahs? Andere Mitzvahs are Marbereus, Marbesholem. So you could say, maybe this talk of no Kesher. Why does it have to be a Kesher? Why does it have to be a Kesher? You've got mitzvahs benodim l'chaveir, you've got mitzvahs benodim l'mokum. And that's the day of Purim. But maybe we can taka find a Kesher. And last but not least, these three mitzvahs, benodim l'chaveir, so I can understand that they're marbereus and they increase Avos Yisrael, but how are they connected to Simcha? I mean, if the essence of the day, if the climax of Ador is Mishenichnas Ador Marvin b'Simcha, and it's all about Ayhud Moisa Oro with Simcha. It's a big, 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 big Indian. Simchas Purim is a big Indian. So the mitzvah should be negeh out to Simcha. Right? Like with Yom Tov, right? In Simcha with Bas Veyayin. Okay, so we've got a Mishteh. But what's Shachmonus? How's Matonus Evyonim? How's that connected to the essence of why are we so fixated? Why has this day become a day of Avos Yisrael? I mean, it's very nice to have a day of Avos Yisrael. Very nice. What's to talk with Purim, with the essence of the day of Simcha? All these mitzvahs of sharing gifts and repairing relationships with your neighbors. So these are the questions that I think with one yesoid, be'etzem, be'ez Hashem Yisrael Tishmai, we can answer. The Shaychus to Homon and Hamin Ha'etz, the Chet of Adam Arishon, and the four mitzvahs, what they all have to do with each other, or at least the three with the one. And also the fact that we seem to be engaged in exercises that are marbe avo, no one's got any problem with that, but the kesher to Purim is a bit shver. So first of all, we have the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara asks the question on the pasuk, on the drosha on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayisyatzvu b'sachtis ahor." Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu lifted the mountain over the heads of the Yidden and said, either you accept my Torah, I'm going to drop it on your head. Shom tei kivur aschem. Fredi Gemara, im kemo dor rabbi lo reisa, is a massive problem. It's a massive problem. Because this means that Klal Yisrael received the Torah under duress, so it wasn't a proper Kabbalah Satorah. So the Gemara's answer, which itself needs a whole drosha, the Gemara's answer is that it doesn't matter because kimu v'kiblu ayehudim, kimu mashe kiblu kvar, hodu kiblu v'me'achashverosh be'avo, that during Purim, at the Yom Tov of Purim, Klal Yisrael re-accepted the Torah, but this time with a full avo, whereas until now it was be'yiro, now it's be'avo. So that is a whole reason to itself. But it brings out the nekuda that Purim is also a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And we know that the Torah was given via the Aseres HaDibros. And the first of the Aseres HaDibros is Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Now the Sforim point out that the first of the Aseres HaDibros and the Aseres HaDibros in English are called the Ten Commandments. So Machlikus Roshonim, what the first mitzvah is. It's a statement. Anoich Hashem Elokecha is just a statement. I am Hashem. Lo yeh lecha and lo sisom kabed and zocher b'seder. Those are commandments. There's no commandment. No cheshem lekecha. And that's talk about this machlokus rishonim as to whether bechlal and no cheshem lekecha is a mitzvah or it's just a statement. Maybe aseres hadibros means 10 statements, not 10 mitzvahs. B'seder. But Kaponim Rav Dessler brings out a very, very important akuda. He says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could have finished with the words Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. Let's move on. Next. Lo yeh lecha elohim acherim. What's the ganze drosha shoyt sichem eres mishayim umi beis avodim? What is that? What's the whole arichas? So he says, and Be'etzem, he's using the Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy. He says, Yisoid Godel. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu effectively was telling the Yidden that I'm giving you my Torah, and the reason why I expect you to listen to the Torah and to follow its mitzvahs is out of Hakoras HaTov. I rescued you from Mitzrayim. I rescued you from the base of Avodim. Now, your way of showing your gratitude for me having saved you and delivered you from the Mitzrayim is Shemiras HaMitzvahs. That means the whole Torah and all the mitzvahs is all about Hakoras HaTov. So in that same shtickle, Rav Dessler, which is at the end of the first Kuntres HaChesed, the 13th parak of the Kuntres HaChesed, he says, he brings a medrash in this context that is an incredible medrash, an unbelievable medrash. The medrash says, I think the medrash is from Derech Eretz Zutto, but I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's a Maim Chazal anyway, and Chazal say, Kol mi shekoifer betoivosoi shel chaveroi lebasoif yichpor betoivosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone that denies the good of his friend will ultimately come to deny the good of Hashem. And he explains, quoting the Alter, that when it comes to middas, it's not that you turn it on one day, turn it off another day. That's a middah. The word middah means measurement. That's the measure of the person. That's who they are. Until they work on it, until they conquer it. Right? If a person's got a bad middah, then they're a bad middah. It's not pshat that they're lazy for one thing, not lazy for another. It's not pshat that they get angry, right? Just on Mondays or on Wednesday afternoons. So an angry person's got a bad kaza, called a kaza, got to work on it. Or a person is jealous, let's say. A person's got kino, right? So pashtus, right, they're jealous of anyone that they feel has got more than them or they think they don't deserve to have more than them. So midah needs to be worked on. Similarly, someone who's a kofui toiva, someone that hasn't developed and cultivated the midah of gratitude, the midah of Hakoras HaTov, so such a person, it's not just towards people that they'll be that way, but even klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even klapei the Ribono Shel Olam, there'll be a certain level of a lack of Hakoras HaTov. And it's very interesting, the Lashon of Chazal there is called HaKoifer B'Toivosoi Shel Chaveiroi. It's called Kfira, because it's a denial. They're denying the toiva and the favor that the friend has done. So this person will also be a koifer in this aspect, but toivosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll come back to this soon, but this very interesting deloshen that the person is better a koifer in this respect. Actually, let's talk about it now. This loshen of kefira, perhaps the loshen kefira is used because when it comes to the Ribono Shel Olam, if a person denies the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Be'etzem, they're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most fundamental essence is good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. That's his name. HaTov Shimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fundamentally good. It's interesting, even in the English language, many languages, right? The word that is used to describe the Ribono Shel Olam is some variation of good. God. God. Or goodness, actually. People say, thank goodness for that. So who are they thanking? Well, goodness knows. I don't know. Well, yeah. Who's this goodness that knows? They're referring to Ribono Shel Olam. There's almost there's a subconscious recognition and an awareness that Ribono Shel Olam is fundamentally good. So therefore, Hakoifa betoivosoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being koifa by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's called a koifa. I'd like to suggest, he doesn't say this there of Dessler, but I'd like to suggest, and I know it's being recorded, so I've got to be very careful in making suggestions, but I'd like to suggest that maybe one can say that you can now apply that back onto people as well. It doesn't just mean that you deny the favor that they've done for you. It could mean that you've denied their essential goodness. It could be just referring to someone who doesn't see another yid and doesn't see their neshama, doesn't see their value. He's koifa betoivoso shel chaveiro. He's denying the fundamental essence of goodness that is his friend. Every yid is doch. The greatest, right, has the greatest value, the greatest quality. There's an inyan not to be koifa that person's toiv. But certainly when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKofi B'tavosu HaKadosh Baruch Hu means you're denying Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore, I'd like to suggest that maybe this already explains the kesher between the four mitzvahs of the day. Because Kriyas Megillah is the ultimate HaKoras HaToiv of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole exercise of laying Megillah is to be makir the toiv of Hashem. To find it, to recognize it, to acknowledge it. That's the whole point. The tachlis of reading Megillah is to come out and say, I'll decide to say, wow, not only is there a Ribbono Shel Olam, but v'gut to the Ibshah, how good, behind the scenes. So I don't think it's far-fetched to say that Kriyas Megillah is a mitzvah in Hakoras HaToiv. It's an avodah in Hakoras HaToiv. Hashem is not there on the surface. He's not mentioned, his name is not there. But we have to go looking to be makir that toiv that's beneath the surface. And this also applies to the other mitzvahs of the day as well. Mishloach monos ish l're'ehu. It's an element of HaKoras HaToiv. It's an exercise. The ben odom l'chaveiro is to recognize the good of another person. In fact, many shloach monos are given l'ois HaKoras HaToiv. Which I think is a good thing. Okay, there's a whole shayin halacha where they have to say thank you for a shloach monos. But I don't think there's any issue with saying thank you via a shloach monos, right? Which is by Baruch Hashem. There's a beautiful minhag in Klal Yisrael, even though most people just give their immediate neighbors. That might have something to do with the traffic, Goldskin wrote. Most, I asked a few people, just as I'm asking on Shabbos, as I was thinking about this drosha, did a little bit of an unscientific survey, just finding out who people give the shloach monos to. It's really interesting, by the way. I think someone should publish official results. But I think traffic might have something to do with it. So, you know, if you've got some nice neighbours, that's very good. But there's also a minhag that people go a bit further out, normally to give to a Rebbe, to give to their Rav, right, to give to someone who's done them a toiva, maybe someone who's supported their tzedakah, yeah, mashi, yeah, this has become the thing, because HaKoras HaToiv, I think it's very beautiful. They're very beautiful. But I do think that therefore all the mitzvahs have a tzad hashoveh, they all have this common denominator, because it's one big avodah in HaKoras HaToiv. The Kriyas Megillah is HaKoras HaToiv of the Eibishter, and the mitzvahs v'non mechaveiroi are HaKoras HaToiv of every other yid. And if it's true, kol hakoyfe b'toyvosoi shel chaveroi lebesoif yichpor b'toyvosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then kol hamakir b'toyvosoi shel chaveroi, which is expressed through the mitzvahs of b'nonon chaveroi, then yakir b'toyvosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this also explains where Haman comes into the Megillah. Or rather, where the Makor for Haman comes into the Purim story, which is Hamin Ho'etz. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to all the Marishan, Hamin Ho'etz, that I told you not to eat from. Did you eat from that tree? And all the Marishan's response is, Ho'isha Hashem Osato Yimodi, Nosno Limin Ho'etz Vo'eichel. Zot Rashi Melameid Sha'odom Kofu Itoiva Ho'yo. Okay, we're talking about Adam Rishon, Yitzir Kapov of the Ebrister, to be very careful. But there was a hairline fracture in his Midov HaKoras HaToiv. That's how you talk about your wife? Melamed zong chazal, Rashi brings down, shekofu toiv ha'hoya. There was a lack of akoras ha'toiv. So it's not stama random that they found three letters in the Torah. Hey, mem, nun, hamin, homan, oh! But etzem, that story, that pasuk, hamin ha'etz, is bringing out this nekuda, this aspect of the importance of akoras ha'toiv. So, it's very fascinating. If we look tak in the Megillah itself, so we get to the sixth perek of the Megillah. And so now it gets really exciting. And the Balkoria sings a geshmaket tune, right? Balai lo ha-ho, no, 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 no. What's happening? Achashverosh is schloffing, or he's not schloffing, he wishes he was schloffing. And he's tossing and turning in bed. What's bothering him? So, if you look around in the Mephoshim, he really is bothered by Esther. And he actually thinks that maybe Esther and Haman are plotting a coup, right, to overthrow his Malchus. But then he starts thinking, but why? And he knows that Esther has got some shaychus to this Mordechai Jew fellow. Calls in his aide, he says, can you bring me the Book of Chronicles? The Sefer Zechronos, and he asks the all-important question: Ma naso yakor gedula the Mordechai al ze? Did we show hakoras hatoiv to Mordechai? Did I express my gratitude to Mordechai HaYehudi that saved my life? And all of a sudden, there's a crack of twigs in the garden, in the courtyard. V'yomer Hamelech mi vechotzer. The Haman bo! All of a sudden, the Haman's coming in the middle of the night. What's he coming for? Leimu la melech, lislus is Mordechai lo eitz asher heichin loy. Vayoymu nare ha melech. Hinei Haman oi min bechotzer. Vayoymu ha melech, yovoy. And he says to Haman, tell me, what should be done to somebody that deserves the recognition of the king? This is where Haman comes into his own. More than me. And he launches into this whole tirade, mentioning the word Malchus. How many times? Malchus, Melech. And the king's like, aha. Kumtois, the whole Yeshua of the Purim story all begins with a moment of Hakoras HaToiv. And Homo's Mapola begins with somebody standing there thinking that he deserves Hakoras HaToiv for nothing. Even Charvoino is Ochul HaToiv. He was a Rosha Chavish. Gemara says Charvoino was a Rosha Merusha. But we say Megam. It's like the whole thing. Charvoino is the grossest tzaddik. Charvoino is a Rosha Merusha. So why is he mentioned? Why is he mentioned in the song? Why? Same mamish, exactly the same thing. Points out Achashverosh, by the way. Look out the window, and you see the eight goyah chamishi mama. V'yom ha-melech tulu ha-lov. And for then, we sing a song around the world with all the gums. Because there's a hakoras ha-toiv. It's interesting, actually, that the words of Charvoina are, he uses the words, not just that this is the tree Asheheichen Mordechai, Asheheichen Homan the Mordechai, but he adds in the words, Al Mordechai Asher Dibur Toiv Al HaMelech. Like he stips that in. This is the Hakor, this is the moment of Hakoras HaToiv. So therefore, Taka, we have a mitzvah of Boruch Mordechai. Boruch Mordechai HaYehudi. Baruch Esther. Boruch Mordechai and Baruch Esther is a fundamental part of the whole Yom Tov. Because it's a Hakor. It's a Hakor. Is our Koros HaToiv. So if I think, the question, one extra Nekuda. So if Dessler writes, in a different subject matter, he's actually talking about Purim there, but he uses a lotion of Simcha v'HaKoros HaToiv v'Nedivus v'Avo. He says that for a person to be b'Simcha, they need to have developed and to have cultivated this middle of HaKoros HaToiv. And Be'etzem, that's not just on Purim. I think we've seen that it's quite clear that Purim is very much the Yom Tov of HaKoras HaToiv. All the mitzvahs relate to HaKoras HaToiv. But Be'etzem, every single day there's an inyan to be makir toiv. Chazal gave us the brachas every single morning, brachas hashachar. Person gets up in the morning and they've got clothes to wear and they can move and they can stand up straight and they've got shoes on their feet. It's a whole list of brachas. Right? Those brachas, be'etzem, get the day off to a fantastic start, to a fabulous start, because the day begins with a hakara. So the Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem is a hakara. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has given me all these brachas. So if Purim Be'etzem is the Yom Tov of Hakoras HaTov, then Agantz Yom Purim means that through Hakoras HaTov, a person can come to a tremendous simcha. A person can come to a state of simcha when they're makir the brachos and they're makir the tov. It's always easy to find the problems in life. But here we have mamash a whole day that infuses the rest of the year with this middah of Hakoras HaTov, both to Be'enodim l'chaveru, to other Yidin, but also to the Rebbeinu Shlom, that's the tachlis of reading the Megillah, is to find that tov, makir the tov in the Megillah. Just want to lay tzu in the last minute that shteit hamevi, sorry, shteit ha'oimed dovar b'shem omroi mevi ge'ula la'olam. Where do we learn that from? From Batoime Esther la'melech b'shem Mordechai. Efshem Ken Zogan, that the idea, what's the idea of Ha'oimer Dover B'Shem Omroi? Why is that important? I don't know, see what you think, but I don't think it's a stretch to say that this is also an example of and an expression of Hakoras HaTov. Think so? That you're being makir where it came from. You're giving credit where it's due. That's the vote of Hakoras HaTov, to give credit where it's due. And Nochamo, it's learned from Unzra Megillah, the Megillah of tonight, of Megillah's Esther, V'atoyma HaMelech, V'atoyma Esther HaMelech B'Shem Mordechai. So, Dalton states that Ha'oimadov B'Shem Omroi, maybe Ge'ula Lo'olam, because Taka the Ge'ula came through that. The Ge'ula came from that moment of Hakoras HaTov, which seems to be a theme running through the whole Megillah. So we asked before, Hamin Ha'etz, where does that come in from? But that's where we learn the idea of Kfiras Tova and Kfiras Tova. L'chera, one can say that the mitzvahs of Av of the day bring a person to Simcha because it's an expression of Hakoras HaTov. And the connection to the Megillah is that we find in the Megillah references to the idea of being Makir Tov. Whether it's Esther B'Shem Mordechai, whether it's the fact that the story starts, really the Geula begins from this moment of even an Achashverosh. Thinking for a moment, Lemaisa, I never rewarded Mordechai Tzadik. Even Charvoino is Zochru LaTov for his one moment, for that one moment. Debatable what his agenda was, but nevertheless, there's a Zochru LaTov, because that's what it means to be Makir Tov. And l'chori we can say that the three mitzvahs, which are Hakoras HaTov to Benod Machaveroi, relate to the fourth mitzvah of Megillah, not just because it contains messages of Hakoras HaTov, but because l'chori the whole exercise of Kriyas Megillah is to be Megala, the Yad Hashem, to be Makir, the Tov of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So in this way, Be'ez Hashem will be Zoche Taka to higher, greater, deeper levels of Hakoras HaTov from the Yom Tov of Purim, and with that will be Zoicha the whole year to be able to be Makir Tov, and that will fulfill the title which is Agantz Yom Purim Be'ez Hashem.
Tomorrow is